Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the free person, the free-spirited person, the free thinker. Freedom is one of those virtues which everybody loves, right? But we rarely is it that somebody can provide a proper definition of for what freedom is. So these traditions are good in the sense that they kind of clarify what exactly freedom is, or a free-spirited person is, or a free person is in the eyes of Islam. The Imam alayhi salam says, the free is free in all his states. Meaning, he's not free in certain situations and he acts like a slave in other situations. No, he's free in all situations. When he is inflicted by calamity, he shows patience. This is one of his characteristics. He doesn't become enslaved in the situation and caught up in the situation and loses patience. No, he remains patient in this situation when he's afflicted by calamity. When afflictions bear down on him, they do not break him. They do not break him. And he doesn't lose control of himself when he's afflicted by calamity. Even though he be taken in captivity, this person, the calamity may be such that he may become enslaved by a person. He may be controlled by a person. He may fall under the power of a person. But this does not break him. He still retains his free-spiritedness. He retains his nobility and his honor in such a situation. Even though he may be taken in captivity or defeated, and his prosperity turns into poverty, he may be prosperous and become poor. But that doesn't mean that he becomes a slave of a person or submits to a person and loses his free-spiritedness. No, he remains free-spirited and he remains noble and it retains his nobility in such situations. The Prophet, the Imam alayhi salam, refers to one of the prophets, one of the divine prophets, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. The Imam says, just like the truthful, trustworthy Prophet Yusuf, blessings of Allah be upon him, whose freedom was not affected even when he was enslaved, defeated, and captivated. But we all know the story of the Prophet Yusuf. He was sold into slavery, right? He became a slave of the Pharaoh. He became a slave of an Egyptian, and an Egyptian governor, but he still was free spirited. He became a prisoner in a jail, right? Because he was accused of an evil deed. But at the same time, when he was in the prison, he remained a free spirit. He remained a noble. He retained his nobility in such a situation, right? So the main thing that the Imam alayhi salam is alluding to is the true free-spirited person is the one who's not just free when he's prosperous and happy, right? He retains his characteristic of being free even in unbecoming and difficult situations. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the distinguishing trait of the free in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.